Welcome to Press Pause. This is the 10-minute family worship podcast designed to help you, dads, moms, grandparents, and guardians, share big truths about Jesus with your kids. Welcome to season two of Press Pause. Over the next few weeks, we are going to unpack the Ten Commandments and how they show us who God is, what He requires of us, our great need for Him, and we're going to also see how this law points us forward to Jesus. We're your hosts. I'm Jared, and this is Trey.
Hey, what's happening?
And Kevin.
Hey, guys.
We're glad you've joined us. Whether you're a young parent taking your first steps in discipling your child, or you're a seasoned pro who's already got weekly devotional rhythms in place, this podcast is for you. And it couldn't be easier to use. Just listen along with your family and be ready to press pause at the end of the episode to talk about this week's big truth with your kids. Before we begin, I have a question for the guys. Can you tell me about a time that you really got in trouble as a kid?
I was a pretty good kid, so I can't really think of anything, honestly.
Like that.
I'm sure Trey has a couple.
Just an angel. I've got a laundry list. Yeah, I can take your space and everyone else's, probably. The worst I felt getting in trouble as a kid, I was in Franklin, Kentucky, and I was in front of my grandparents' house with a baseball and a baseball bat, like, you know, throwing it up and hitting the baseball around, and one went rogue. Went through the big, huge, like, front plate glass window into the living room, like, where everybody was. It was like a Sunday. There's a bunch of people there for lunch or something. And I just felt awful. Like, I remember weeping and crying. And my granddad, of course, was, like, totally cool with it. Just couldn't have cared less. He was like a farmer. He's like, that's fine. I'll fix it. It's no big deal. But I was just distraught about breaking this window. So I guess that's not really me getting in trouble. I thought I was going to get in trouble. I really thought I was going to get in trouble. I should have gotten in trouble. Anyway, what about you?
There was this vacant lot across the street from my house growing up.
Okay.
And I've talked about my friend Jamie before.
Skateboards and vacant lots.
Yeah. It was kind of overgrown. There's like real tall grass. It was up as high as like our heads. And we took like a piece of plywood and we were making trails through the tall grass. But the problem was it was right across the street from my house and we were not supposed to play that vacant lot. So there came a point where one day we had knocked down enough grass that my mom could see right out the front window.
Busted.
And you know, when you hear your full name, Jared Stewart Kennedy.
Middle name comes out. It's bad news.
It's bad news. So yeah, big trouble. All right, Trey, tell us about this week's big question.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. There are two big questions today, actually. They teach us about the first two of the Ten Commandments. First, why does God tell us, you shall have no other gods before me? And the answer is, because God is our only King and Lord. So let's say it again. Why does God tell us, you shall have no other gods before me?
Because God is our only King and Lord.
And here's the second question. Why does God tell us, you shall not make for yourself an image? And the answer is, so we will serve God and nothing else.
Where do we learn about this in the Bible, Trey?
Another great question. Lots of good questions today. I love it. We learn about the first two commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3, and in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. But today we're going to learn about a time that the people of Israel broke those first two commandments. We find our passage for today in Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 35. So press pause and then open your Bible to Exodus 32 and read that chapter with your family.
Wow. Aaron made up quite a story, didn't he? In Exodus 32, 22 through 24, he said, "Do not be angry, my Lord. You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what's happened to him. So I told them, 'Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off.' Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf." Out came this calf, huh? What on earth was Aaron doing, Kevin?
Well, he was telling a story, as you would call it, Jared.
A whopper.
A whopper. A big, fat lie. So here's what happened. God had delivered his people from slavery in Egypt by sending plagues against the Egyptians and then drowning Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. After crossing through the sea, Moses led the people to Mount Sinai. He came up the mountain and spoke to God for days and days. God gave Moses his laws and commandments on stone tablets. And the first two commandments were, 1, you shall have no other gods before me. And 2, you shall not make for yourself an image of a bird or an animal. While Moses stayed on the mountain for a long time, he stayed so long that the people thought he wasn't coming back.
What did they think happened? Did they think he just like went off and got some dinner and got delayed? Was he on vacation? Was he fishing?
These are great questions. And I don't know. Maybe they thought he'd gotten hurt and died. Maybe they thought he abandoned them and headed back to Egypt. The Bible doesn't say, but it does tell us that the people lost their patience. They came to Moses' brother Aaron and said, "Make us gods who will lead us." So Aaron said to the people, "Give me all of your gold stuff, earrings, necklaces, coins, chains, all of it." Then Aaron melted the gold in a fire and shaped it into a baby cow, a golden calf. Then the people had a party. They danced and praised and worshiped the golden calf and said, "This is our God who saved us from Egypt."
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. The people had broken God's first two commandments. They didn't love God best. They disobeyed God's law. Moses hurried down the mountain with the two stone tablets. When he saw what the people were doing, he was angry. He threw the stone tablets to the ground and they broke into pieces. Then he grounded up the golden calf into powder and made the people drink it.
That is like a weird dietary regimen. Is that keto friendly, the golden calf?
It's pretty intense. Pretty intense.
Very intense. Then Moses said to Aaron, "What have you done?" And Aaron told a big fat lie. He said, "The people gave me the gold. I threw it into the fire. Then this cow just popped out." Now Moses was sad, you see. God's law teaches us to worship only him. It teaches us to respect, love, and trust God above all things. But very often, we trust other things instead of God. We want to follow our own way instead of God's way. And then we'll even lie to cover it up. It's sad to see just how broken we really are. Moses was sad too, so he stopped being angry with the people. He stopped being angry with Aaron, and he prayed. He prayed, "God, don't forget about your promises. Please forgive the people's sin." How about you? Press pause and talk about this story with your family. Can you tell about a time when you got into really big trouble? Moms and dads, you have to answer too. Also, what happens after you get in trouble? Is there someone in your family or church that you can tell about your sin and ask to pray for you?
Okay, we're back. So, Kevin, can you answer that question? Is there someone in your family or church that you can tell about your sin and ask to pray for you?
Yeah, my wife. Even though it's hard, she's always a great person to be open and honest and help point me towards Jesus. And then also having a couple of brothers in my life that keep me accountable, and we do this Christian walk together.
It's great.
Yeah. We also can pray and ask God for forgiveness. He tells us that when we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us. We can pray because Jesus loves us and prays for us too. Let's thank him for that right now. Jesus, even when we sin, even when we break your first commandment, you still love us. Thank you for praying for us and offering your forgiveness. Amen.
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 Thanks again for listening to Press Pause, the under 10-minute family worship podcast. Press Pause is brought to you by Gospel Centered Family. The podcast devotionals were written for and adapted from Faith Builder Catechism, Devotions to Level Up Your Family Discipleship, which is Kevin, Jared, and Trey's book with New Growth Press. You can find it where books are sold. The podcast is produced and edited by Mandy Bailey. Be sure to subscribe to Press Pause in your favorite podcasting app and leave us a rating or review. Also, be sure to follow Gospel Centered Family on X, Facebook, and Instagram, and sign up for our Substack newsletter. Join us again soon for more big truths about Jesus for your whole family.